This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will have an audience with King of Bhutan, Jigme Kesar Namgyal Wangchuk, and his father, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, the fourth king of the Himalayan nation, in Thimphu today. Mr. Modi will also hold talks with his Bhutanese counterpart, Sherring Tobgye. The Prime Minister reached Paro International Airport this morning on a two-day state visit to Bhutan. The people of Bhutan extended a warm welcome to Mr. Modi. He also received a guard of honour on his arrival. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Gyaltesan Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu later in the day. It is a state-of-the-art hospital built with the assistance of India and Bhutan capital. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has withdrawn petition against his arrest from the Supreme Court in the alleged leak-out policy scam. According to sources, he will now approach a lower court in accordance with the protocol. The move comes hours after BRS leader K. Kavita's petition was denied by the top court. She was arrested in the same case last week. The same bench that heard Kavita's case had been assigned to hear the plea by Arvind Kejriwal. The ED had named him the Delhi liquor policy linked money laundering case and had sent 9 summons to him to appear before it. However, Mr. Kejriwal skipped all summons, terming them illegal and politically motivated. On the arrest of the Delhi Chief Minister, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra has said that Mr. Kejriwal skipped 9 summons issued to him and he must respect the summons. Mr. Patra said Delhi Chief Minister has a sense of entitlement and he keeps saying that the summons are illegal and he will not remain present. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi alleged that the top leaders of her party have been arrested on false charges. She claimed that for the first time, a sitting Chief Minister has been arrested by the government. Aam Aadmi Party members have staged protests in different parts of Delhi today. Supreme Court today denied any relief to BRS leader K. Kavita, who was arrested last week in the Delhi liquor policy case. The apex court told her to approach the trial court. A special bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna, M.M. Sundresh and Bela Trivedi refused to take up a petition, saying she must follow a uniform policy and seek relief from the trial court. The special session of Delhi Assembly, which was scheduled for today, has been cancelled. The next sitting of the House will be held on the 27th of March. This comes after the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal by the Enforcement Directorate yesterday, a liquor scam-linked money laundering case. On the day of Holi Festival, that is the 25th of March, the metro services will not be available till 2:30 p.m. on all lines of the Delhi Metro, including Rapid Metro and Airport Express line. According to Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, the services will start at 2:30 p.m. from terminal stations on all lines and will continue normally thereafter. The Enforcement Directorate has been conducting searches at the Bolpur residence of State Minister Chandranath Sinha since this morning in connection with the teachers' recruitment scam. His family members also been interrogated. Besides, ED is conducting searches at 5 places at Kolkata, including Chetla, Lake Town and Biroti. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully executed a landing mission for its reusable launch vehicle RLV named Pushpak this morning from the Aeronautical Test Range ATR at Challakere in Chitradurg in Karnataka. In Bihar, one person was killed and 10 others were seriously injured when a portion of under-construction bridge over Kosi River collapsed in Supaul district this morning. World Water Day has been celebrated today. The day is observed every year on the 22nd of March to honour the importance of fresh water. The theme for this year is Water for Prosperity and Peace. It emphasizes the critical role water plays in fostering cooperation and stability around the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to work towards sustainable water management. On World Water Day today, Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said, "Water is vital for our lives and the government is committed to protect this precious resource." And that is the end of this news bulletin.